Today is April 16th, 2020. It's about 5:45 in the morning.
Henry David Thoreau famously said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately." I'm not that hardy, but recently I have been going to the woods to listen deliberately. I don't usually make field recordings of the natural environment. I mean, who wants to with traffic sounds always so pervasive? It's like taking a picture with fingerprints on the lens. But lately, the world is quieter, or at least it is in my corner of the Cape. So today, I've gone on a walk with my partner Samantha and my tape recorder. And we don't have to go far. There's a nice stand of woods right nearby. I remember arguing with a friend of mine about carrying a camera while out for a walk. He never brings one. He says you end up thinking about the technology and the picture you want to make, not what you're experiencing. I think he has a point. That's happened to me. But then again, sometimes looking through a viewfinder on a camera helps focus my attention. I see more. The same happens with a tape recorder. Headphones on, standing as still as possible, I hear more. What exactly am I listening for? I don't really know. Nothing? Everything? I know. That's not a satisfying answer. To me either. It seems like recording should be constructive, with some goal to reach. Like record a specific bird, maybe. But really, I'm only on the audio hunt for the pleasure of listening. Okay, there is one thing I find myself listening for. The biophony. This is a word field recordist Bernie Krause coined. Krause says animals have developed sonic niches. Their vocalizations all tend to occupy different frequency ranges. It's like a natural orchestration developed through evolution. I've been recording at night, too. I turn off my flashlight. The glow from my recorder casts a dim light on me and Sam and the trees. We stand as still as possible. Which leads me to this. I guess there is one more thing I listen for. My thoughts. Like tonight, standing here at the edge of this vernal pool, soaked in the chirps of these frogs, deep time creeps in. My thoughts drift to my 3-year-old grandson and to the age of the light coming from those stars in between the tree limbs. I mean, really, listening to this chorus, a chorus that has likely echoed in these woods for, well, when was this pool formed? And frogs in general, according to the American Museum of Natural History, they've been around for 200 million years. 200 million. I'm just 57. Believe it or not, I don't think I'm going to listen to my recordings at home. I mean, sure, once in a while I might, but the thought of it doesn't seem satisfying. Sitting in my home office, listening to an audio file on my computer is disconnected from place. The breeze and the smells and the ground under my feet. I guess recording sound I don't listen to is like taking a picture I never look at. But that doesn't stop me from taking pictures, noticing in the moment what's pleasing to the eye and clicking. So while the traffic is minimal, I think I'll keep putting headphones on, pressing record, ears wide open, deliberately listening.